If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Welcome to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. I'm Brenda Ward, your host, along with my co-host Barbara Buffing, and we're glad you've joined us tonight. And we feel free to call in at any time to 718-305-7176. And I'm going to begin the show with a little bit of rant. We have a guest, special guest coming on about 15 after the hour, and I'll have Barbara tell you a little more about that here in just a few minutes. But with the Trayvon Martin case and the Zimmerman verdict coming down on Saturday, and then all of the looting, riots, people acting like animals instead of human beings, it's just disgraceful. And it speaks to the greater problem in this country. And it is a problem of racism. But let me read one of the definitions of racism for you, because it's racism can be hatred or intolerance of another race or other races. And at this time in America, as Colin Fogarty has so much well documented on WND, there are black mobs running amok all across America. There is from 2010 to 2011, there was an 18% increase on black-on-white crime. There have been multiple incidents where black thugs have, one incident, a young man in his teens, because, you know, Trayvon Martin was a teen, you know, but he was over 6 foot, but he was a teen. My teen is over 6 foot and is pretty scary looking, where he went in and he actually robbed, raped a 80-something-year-old woman who had been married 65 years to her husband, beat the man. The woman died, okay? There's another case where three young black men took a young 22, 23-year-old girl and boy, raped them both, sodomized them both, and suffocated her, poured bleach down her throat. These are hate crimes. These are racist crimes. The Trayvon Martin case was a case of self-defense. And because they thought Trayvon Martin was a white man, because he's not truly a white man, he's Hispanic, they had to make this a national case with the president weighing in and the Department of Justice weighing in on a state-level case, which they don't belong in. And it is very, very sad in this country that a man was tried by a jury of women, no less, who should be more sympathetic to the young gentleman that was murdered, or not murdered, but killed, excuse me, I shouldn't have said murder because it wasn't murder, who was tragically killed, said he was not guilty of murder. Because, you know why? Because the evidence was not there. And in this country, we were innocent until determined guilty by a trial of our peers. This man is innocent. He's lost his life because he can never walk freely in this country because the race baiters, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, President Obama, and the likes, have made it so that his life will never be the same. And yes, it was a tragedy, but Zimmerman was on the ground and being beaten. There were fingerprints on his gun holster, which made him think that the kid who was beating him with his fist and pounding his head on the pavement was going to take his gun and shoot him. This comes down to a lack of respect for authority. This kid was in a neighborhood that was not his own, walking around after dark, I don't know how late, and instead of just telling the gentleman, hey, I'm just out for a stroll, I'm living here with my father, he got smart, and then he punched him. This is a behavioral problem, and this behavioral problem spilled into the streets after the verdict on Saturday. And yet the news media continues to portray this as a racism case. And the Department of Justice wants to pursue it as a racism case. Try to make the white people feel guilty for what occurred in this country many years ago, but is no longer the case, as we see in the case of Ben Carson, a very successful neurosurgeon who has made money and a respect for himself in the so-called white world, or the likes of Herman Cain, a very successful millionaire businessman who came up from nothing in Atlanta, Georgia, the son of two very, very poor parents who worked multiple jobs to give him the opportunity to better himself in this country, which he did in this white country. The ones who are having problems are the ones who are being taught the hate, and the ones who are being taught the lack of respect, and the ones who are targeting white people just because they're white. That's the problem we have in this country. And with that being said, I'm bringing in my co-host, Barbara.
Well,
it's so good to be back.
I'm so glad you're back. Yay!
Yay!
I have to do this alone.
They let me back in the country. I'm not quite yet on that Supreme Terrorist list. So.
And yeah. For that, I am grateful.
Yes.
Thanks, Border Security.
Thank you, Border Security. They were very nice, actually, when we came back across. So,
you know, I was listening in on your rant, and I got to tell you, I'm right there with you. The education is where it begins, so at the home, actually, you know,
yes.
And children live what they learn, and
yes.
And the sad thing is Martin Luther King Jr. did so much work to get past this for us to be in the year 2013 with President Barack Obama and his DOJ being two of the biggest racists in this country, who were buddy-buddy with the other two biggest racists and race baiters, Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Those four people make me sick. They're the ones that start and race bait. George Zimmerman was found not guilty by a jury of their peers. Now, when they first started and they had their jury of six women and none of them were black, I knew that they were going to raise an issue about that. I knew it. All of a sudden, they don't get their way, and it's not fair. Well,
no.
You know what? It is fair, because if George Zimmerman was the one laying on the ground dead, this would not even be in the court. It would be a non-issue. And we don't hear about the black on black because there's too much of it. We don't hear about the black on white because it doesn't fit their narrative. And I tell you, this president and friends just makes me sick.
They're creating division. They're creating division intentionally in this country and stirring up hate. And this is what he learned. This is what Obama learned. This is what he did as a community organizer in Chicago. This is what he learned from his Reverend Wright.
Yes. And do you
goddamn America, because, you know, we made them slaves. They're making excuses instead of trying to find the solution to the problem.
They're not looking for a solution. They are the problem. Do you see those people out in California? Do you see how they're destroying themselves and their place of residence and their community?
And the stores, really? And innocent people, you know, and yes, they're getting arrested for it, but, you know, you should never behave that way. You don't see mobs of white people doing it after everything they don't like. You don't see the conservatives doing that. You don't see us out there looting our neighbors because we are taught a basic respect. It all comes down to a basic respect, and they don't have it. They're taught to hate white people. The white people are bad. They want to keep you down instead of, you know, teaching that what you do affects how people treat you.
That's right. You're absolutely right. The way you behave, the way you project yourself off on somebody else is exactly how somebody else is going to treat you. Now, that girl on the stand, Trayvon's girlfriend or friend or whatever in the world she was or is, she couldn't even speak. I mean, to me, that girl looks stoned as stone can be.
Or probably was.
Yeah, and she couldn't, doesn't look like she could speak. She,
Well, and this is what Bill Cosby brings up among the black children. Speak English.
Right.
Don't speak
and
your
you
own
know
language. What the heck, you know? Nobody understands what
you're Reverend
saying.
For Reverend Sharpton, to be a well-educated man, that man needs to get the marbles out of his damn mouth because he can't speak properly either.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really sad. It's really sad what's happening to our country. We have reverse racism. It's been going on for multiple years, and it's getting worse. And now with the president, he set the race relation back 100 years, just like
absolutely.
He said. Women rights back 100 years. Sex objects out of women again. You know, that's what they've done for women. The real war on women. Women fought for hundreds of years to have the right to vote, to say that I have a mind and I have intelligence, let me use it, to now being the sex objects for the male species once again. Yeah, that's the Democratic liberal agenda. And it's not one that I'm proud. It's not one that I'm proud of as an American.
No,
and that's what we are.
Not.
We should all be Americans.
That's the mess that's got to stop. Because here, okay, they were tried. He was tried. And now Holder wants to bring him up on charges because they're being forced.
That's
a double
indemnity. Number one, he's been tried and found now guilty, so
well,
he's
actually,
not guilty.
They're going to bring him up on charges for something else so it doesn't come to double jeopardy.
Oh, civil rights violation.
Yes.
Yes. Well, here's the funky thing. If George Zimmerman is a white Hispanic, then Obama is a white Kenyan.
That's right.
He is not
a
black
American
because his father was not an American. He was a British citizen from Kenya. And so his mother, who was a white American, Obama is a white Kenyan. And we have somebody on the line here. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Vince Gill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Real life's not a song. In less than it takes to play my latest hit, someone will be killed or injured in an alcohol-related crash. So next time you're out with someone who's been drinking, don't let them take the wheel. Take the keys instead. Sad stories make great songs, but happy endings make better lives. That's why friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on conservativenationradio.org.
And we're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. 15 after the hour. Number to call, 718-305-7176. And we got more than just this problem in racism in our country. We have a problem in our military. And we have a problem with the rules being changed for our military and the rules of engagement that we must fight under that leaves our men and women in uniform at a disadvantage and leaves our men and women in uniform subject to be killed. And that is, and I believe Barbara, is this our guest?
Yes, this is, we have Karen and Billy Vaughn on the phone, on the line with us.
Okay.
Welcome to our show. And Extortion 17 is actually, Joe Biden and his big drunk mouth is the one that put a target on their son's back back in 2011. And they've never been, you know, they never, this administration just does never get held accountable. And I'm trying to hold back my curse words because it infuriates me. It just infuriates me how American military, those that swear to uphold our Constitution, protect our lives, get treated. It makes me sick. And thank you for raising such a brave son. And I'm sorry that your family got the brunt of this. And I appreciate you coming on. And Billy, you have written a book about it, or co-authored a book that we're going to pimp out for you. So go ahead, you guys. You want to tell us a little more of your background?
Karen, you want to go first, son?
Sure. Let me just give your listeners first, thank you so much for having us on the show tonight. We certainly do appreciate anybody who helps us share this story. This is an important American story. I like to point out that while I have my opinions politically, this is not a political story. This story is about Americans who are dying on the field of battle while America is not paying attention. And this story should grip this nation no matter what side of the aisle you vote on or support. What happened is our son was a SEAL Team 6 member, and on August 6th of 2011, he, along with 29 other incredible American warriors, were shot down in the Tangi River Valley of Afghanistan, Wardak Province, by Taliban members who had RPG launchers and took the chopper down on what we believe now, we're almost 100% positive we can say that this was an ambush set up by Taliban members that lured our troops into the Tangi Valley that night. We have evidence that we'll talk about tonight with you that the Taliban knew exactly where the chopper was going to land, that they were set up and prepared to shoot it down. And the problem that Billy and I are trying to solve here in America is the fact that our leaders will not acknowledge the ideology of the enemy we face in this nation. Our enemy is Islamic jihadists, and we will not call them terrorists. We come up with all sorts of pet names for them, and what's frustrating Billy and I to no end is the fact that men and women, 30 on that night, died because of ridiculous rules of engagement, which are set up with all purposes pointing towards appeasement of Islam. And now men and women are still dying on a continual basis. The death rate is horrific, and I'll give you some statistics on that too, but the death rate is horrific in this past 4 years of war as compared to the previous 8+ years under a different administration, under different rules of engagement. And I heard you guys tipping on some of the things just before we came on air that I believe contribute to this. it's not a Muslim regime. This is a Muslim sympathetic regime, and it's costing Americans their lives. And it certainly cost our son his life on August 6, 2011.
So tell us a little bit, Bill, about this book that you have coming out. What is it called?
I just put the link in.
The name of the book is Betrayed, and it's the high cost of our war on terror. And in the book, you will learn the things that Karen and I found out in the military information that we have. Three things very quickly. One, the Afghan OCG, Operational Coordination Group, is involved in all of our special operations missions. They know the intel, they know the top, they know the bottom, they know everything that's going on. In fact, they have the authority to squash the mission if they want to. So in theory, you could say that our U.S. Navy SEALs, our special operators, have been leased out to the Afghan government. The second thing that we learned is on the night that Aaron was killed and those other 29 American warriors, they were flying on a National Guard helicopter, a CH-47D chopper, which is a transport chopper not meant to carry troops into a hot landing zone, into an assault area. The third thing that we learned when that chopper went in that night is there was no pre-assault fire to even make the enemy keep their heads down because of the rules of engagement. And a fourth thing that we learned is that after the chopper was shot down, because of the rules of engagement, our air weapons team in the sky did not even take out the men who fired the RPGs because there could have been friendlies in the building where the RPGs were fired from the tower above. So you'll learn those things in the book. And then also, as you said earlier, the book is co-authored with Major General Paul Vallely, retired General United States Army, Ranger, Special Forces. And he looks at everything and gives all the insight from the military expert's point of view with many, facts, figures, documentation, and things that he knows about that I would have no way of knowing.
So what you're saying is that our soldiers can't shoot at the enemy unless they're fired upon first?
Well, that's halfway
accurate. They're actually not even allowed to fire. In many situations, they're not even allowed to return fire after they're fired on. We were told by a recently retired Army Ranger who was actually in the valley the night our son died that rules of engagement caused him to leave his job that he loved and thought he would retire from one day. And this is what's happening. He explained to us that the new rules of engagement just before he left the military said that if a Taliban member or Al-Qaeda or whoever your enemy is that you happen to be fighting on that day, if they shoot at you and then run behind a rock, when they pop their head back up over that rock, you are not allowed to engage them until you have proven that they did not lay their weapon down behind that rock. So effectively now, our soldiers need to be shot at twice before they can return fire. And yet, the thing that Billy and I are trying to do is we're trying to make the American public aware of these criminal rules of engagement that our soldiers are being forced to fight under. To say that they're being forced to fight with both hands tied behind their back is a gross understatement. They're being forced to sacrifice their lives in order to win the hearts and minds of the people in Afghanistan. And our son did not become a Navy SEAL to win the hearts and minds of the people in Afghanistan. He went to win a war. That's what he did. He trained to fight, and now they're using these great, brave men of valor as diplomatic tools. We just heard Admiral McCraven, four-star Admiral Bill McCraven, sat at a conference not long ago and told the people that he was speaking to that today's special forces, tier one operators, need to be as good at drinking tea as kicking down doors. You know what? That's not true. And it's absurd, and it's getting them killed. And that's not what they trained to do, and we need to focus this energy back in, this knowledge and this wisdom back in, on protecting our troops, not protecting our enemies, stealing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, as you guys were sharing with us, the first thing that is going through my head is Obama has not identified the enemy because he's part of them. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, he's demanding that the Muslim Brotherhood, Morsi, be let go and put back in his position. If you don't identify your enemy, then how could you fight an enemy?
You can't defeat an enemy you want to identify.
Exactly, exactly.
And they won't. They're making concessions to Islam.
That's right.
Go ahead, Bill.
No, well, since Aaron died, we've had SEALs, we've had retired SEALs, we've had Rangers, retired Rangers talk to us. The SEALs, some of them have told us that, we've told our leaders that we're going to get killed on a mission with our allies. We told our leaders our greatest fear is having a suicide bomber get on the chopper with us. But our leaders refuse to listen. They say, you're not being logical. And they go ahead and say, they say we're not being logical, but they refuse to recognize the ideology of this enemy. And that's what's coming from the men on the ground. The men from on the ground don't see it the way these flag officers do, these politicians in the military. They've drunk the Kool-Aid. They're advancing their careers, and they're doing it at the expense of our brave men and our brave women.
I watched that. I actually didn't watch the whole thing because it really turned my stomach. When it was a few months ago, it was a 3-hour press conference where they showed that the Muslim clergy was actually with saying their prayers, but actually damning our people, our men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it anymore. So I would, listen a little bit. And Alan West had mentioned, and I'm pretty sure it was in that segment that he did, was we should not have a president or vice president that have not served in the military because they don't know what it's like to be on the ground face-to-face with an enemy. They're just in front of a computer or listening to blah, blah, blah. So they don't know the facts on the ground, and that is very harmful and detrimental, I think, to our military.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. If you have a question for Karen or Bill, the number to call is 718-305-7176. Again, you're listening to Women Patriots, so hang with us, Karen and Bill. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. But let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative and you love America just like we do, and you don't want to get caught short in case the leftist government drops the ball and leaves the country and your family unable to get the basics of life in an emergency. Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything from patriotic gear to survival necessities to outfit and protect you and your family. Your pipeline to those essentials is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative and emergency survival needs. Wave your flag and be ready for whatever the future holds starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict. the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. We do conservatism right.
And we're back with Women and Patriots, and we have Bill and Karen Vaughn, who have they have co-authored a book called Betrayed, as their son. And many of our military men and women, our young military men and women, are being forced to fight an engagement against what the administration refuses to call the enemy. And if you have questions, give us a call at 718-305-7176. So when can we expect this book to actually hit the shelves?
The book will actually you can pre-order the book right now. Our website is specialopsbetrayed.com. You can buy it at a pre-sale a discounted price right now for $12.95 online, but it will hit the shelf somewhere right around August the 6th, which is the second anniversary of the shootdown of Extortion 17.
And they actually took these troops in there on a transport helicopter with no support.
Let me just make another observation about that. When a lot of people I've found, as we've been discussing this over the past couple of years, almost 2 years now, we've found that a lot of people don't even understand what you say, what you're really saying when you say no pre-assault fire. But let me just explain that. That means just like basically you've seen in every Western movie you've ever watched in your life, every police movie, every war movie, when you're in a hostile territory and there's a gunfight going on, somebody says, cover me, before they move to their advanced position, right? That's all they requested that night is cover. That's what pre-assault fire is. It's just laying down scattered fire, not at anybody. It's just laying down scattered fire so that people who want to shoot you will keep their heads down. And you need to also, the listeners, I hope they really understand this too. We not only didn't get any pre-assault fire from the air crews that were in the air that night over that theater of battle, we also didn't have any escorts for that chopper. And yes, it was a transport chopper. It's the kind we would move troops from one base to the other on during the day, large numbers of troops. It's the kind of chopper we'd send groceries and food supplies to Haiti after a terrible storm in. It is a cargo chopper. It's not a weaponry chopper. It was never designed for that. And so we not only sent that old antiquated school bus into that landing zone, that hot landing zone where a 3.5-hour firefight had been underway, we sent it in there with no choppers leading it in and no lay down of fire to protect it as it landed. And that thing, if you can picture this, the massiveness of that thing, it would be like the Goodyear blimp hovering over your driveway. If somebody couldn't get a good shot off at that, I don't know what they couldn't shoot at. So they left our men completely exposed, completely vulnerable, in the most tragic, treacherous way possible, and they've got no explanation for it. And you know what? We can't do a thing to bring Aaron back. That's mm-hmm. over. But what Billy and I can do is we can sound the alarm loud enough about the way we are operating over there right now to stop this from happening to somebody else. And there are so many things we've uncovered since Aaron's death that have been as atrocious or more atrocious than what happened to Aaron and those 29 other Americans that night. And you know what? Billy and I are saying enough. That's enough. It is time to sound the alarm. And this hasn't been an easy decision, and it's cost us greatly. But this is what we must do, and this is what Americans need to know. Our men and women are being sacrificed right now on the theater of battle in Afghanistan for no reason except appeasement to the culture of Islam.
Oh, and then to find that we're trying to negotiate with the people who are responsible for this?
Just a couple months after Aaron was killed, our vice president got on national television. Let me back up. Just a couple months after our son was shot down and killed by members of the Taliban, our vice president stood on national television and declared the Taliban were not our enemies.
Oh,
now,
my.
What is this? What are we doing? This is insanity. It has got to stop. People have got to understand what's happening here.
Go ahead, Bill.
Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden is a pathetic American. He is a pathetic individual. He is a pathetic man. And only his stupidity exceeds his arrogance. He has risked the lives of Americans, the lives of American warriors, to pretend that he knows what's going on, to brag about what has been accomplished by Navy SEALs, not by the American government. The Navy SEALs do not need President Barack Hussein Obama to operate. They do not need Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden to operate. And the Navy SEALs do not request that they receive adulations and praises for the operations that they do. When they receive these, their lives are put in danger. The lives of their families are put in danger. But Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden needs those acclimates. So does President Barack Hussein Obama. And they disregard the danger that they put everybody in so that they can advance their political agenda.
Wow. That infuriates me. But it totally infuriates me because you're absolutely right. And, you know, Billy, while you were just talking, my first thought is bring those two SOBs down at the front line. Let's see if they're going to still be friends with the enemy and see if we could be nice. These people want to come over and kill us. What the hell is wrong with them?
Well, we always, you know, we've been told to our faces by high level military officials that the purpose that night, the greater purpose in saving our men's lives was to win the hearts and minds of the Afghani people. And I would like to say that is not my greater purpose. And when my son enlisted in the military, it was not his purpose. And it's not acceptable for us to have leaders sitting over here at their posh dinners, raising their wine glasses, laughing and throwing their heads back while men are over there dying due to the rules they're making out of no judgment except appeasement. And I'll say that over and over again, and this is what's going on. And, you know, we've got to get off the line here in just a minute, but I wanted to leave you guys with a timeline that Billy and I have come up with through documented information. And this is something else I want to make sure that your listeners understand. Billy and I do not share our opinions. We share documented information that we've been given either through trustworthy sources or through sworn testimony. And so let me just give you a really important timeline. And if this doesn't fry you, I don't know what will. On May 1st of 2011, we killed Osama bin Laden. On May 3rd, Joe Biden outed that it was the Navy SEALs who killed him. Now you have narrowed America's military down to about 2,500 households when he did that. Now, immediately it came out that it was SEAL Team 6 because everybody knew if we were going to go get Osama bin Laden, and it was, in fact, the SEALs, that it was most likely SEAL Team 6. But on May 4th, Aaron called home to tell me that there was chatter. He asked me to wipe my social media clean to get everything off of it, and he and his teammates were very nervous over this first ever unprecedented outing of the Navy SEALs this way and of SEAL Team 6 all of a sudden becoming a household word because of what our vice president did. And he told me to clean my social media up, and he told me that there was chatter and that life were in danger, their life and my life was in danger. On May 4th, Robert Gates came out and expressed disgust over Joe Biden's outing of the Navy SEALs. And just follow this timeline with me if you'll give me a little patience here. A few days later, he went to Camp Lejeune, and he noted publicly that the special operators and their families there were now extremely concerned for their safety. We heard stories of people adding security to their homes. People in the SEAL community became nervous over this action. It was the first time anything like this had ever happened. Right about May 10th, in our sworn testimony, we find that over 100 Pakistani Taliban members made their way into the Tangi River Valley with the express goal of shooting down a NATO helicopter in retaliation for the Osama bin Laden raid, specifically trying to shoot down SEAL Team 6 members. In June, Leon Panetta releases, in a public setting where there were Hollywood filmmakers present, he releases that it was SEAL Team 6. In fact, he confirms it. And remember, this was a CIA-run raid.
Right.
And at that time, Leon Panetta was the director of the CIA. So this was his baby. The OBL raid was his baby. And he released the name of the commander that exercised that raid. Now what you've done is your nation, your government, has narrowed down the Taliban's target to 17 families. Just think about that just a second. He has narrowed it down to the squad that ran the raid by releasing that name. And by the way, I don't know if most Americans know this, but the Inspector General was instructed, he said, by very high levels, to protect Leon Panetta from the repercussions of this action until after his retirement, and he did. This didn't come out until after Panetta retired. On June 6th, all the way from June 6th right up till the chopper was shot down, we have incident after incident after incident of the Taliban trying to shoot down a chopper. They know that SEAL Team 6 is working in that region. They all know it when they're there. They tried over and over again to shoot down a chopper, and finally on August 6th, they did. Now, if my 4-year-old granddaughter could link this back to our administration putting a target on her uncle's back, any American can make that link. So I want to know, as a mom of one of the men who died on that chopper, why these men aren't in prison for treasonous acts against our nation. Because if you or I leaked that sort of information, we would be sitting in a federal prison and you would never hear from us again.
Wow, I'm almost speechless. Well, look what they're doing to Snowden. They're, you know, trying to make it treason because he told that the government was spying on us. I mean, this is so much worse.
It is so much worse, but it's them, so they get away with it. That's just the way it is.
They did the same thing in Benghazi.
Yeah, get us started on Benghazi.
Well, we must never forget Benghazi, and obviously we need to get this book Betrayed and never forget. Were they under the command of Afghan leadership that night?
Well, I'll let Billy answer that question. Go ahead.
No, what I was saying is, no, they're not under the Afghan. I don't want to mislead you. They're not under the Afghan. They're not under the command of Afghan leadership, but because the Afghans have all the information on every operation that SEAL Team 6 or any special operations does in that theater, they also have the authority to squash the operation. They have the intel. They have everything about that mission that goes on. So in theory, they are working for the Afghan government instead of for the American people. They are commanded by American commanders, but they are under the authority of the Afghan government. So we have handed over the safety to a government, to a religion, to an ideology that cannot be trusted. We have handed over our most valuable, our most strategic, our most elite warriors to a government. We've handed over their security. We've placed it in the hands of a foreign government, of a foreign religion that is bent on world domination. And so our men are made vulnerable to this enemy, even if they do call themselves our allies.
Wow. And we know from the rash and the wave of, you know, Afghan on American troop fire.
Green on blue. Absolutely. Green on blue.
People, yeah. Probably inside that government
that
wouldn't
right.
be afraid to leak that information
That's
to the
absolutely
Taliban.
Right. That
wow.
is correct. Ma'am, you need to understand tonight. These Afghans who work with the Americans are not being vetted properly by the American government. We are allowing Karzai and his people who work for him to do the vetting, and it's been told to us that all that has to be done is two clergymen in a village recommend these guys to work with our guys, and they can be radical Islamic clergymen. You can't even trust them in the United States, let alone over there in Afghanistan. Our government is submitting the American citizen in the United States and the American warrior abroad in Afghanistan to the ideology of Islam. And it is criminal. And, you know, these people need to be removed from office before our republic and our military is destroyed.
I'm just appalled. It's just, you know, we've known things, but it sounds like this book and what you're saying now is going to give us even more documented evidence of what we've thought all along.
Can I just tell you that... And we do have to get off. I know that, you know, we've got another phone call to make in just a minute, and we're so appreciative for you guys having us on. But I do want people to know that, yes, the book will give you a lot more detail. It will tell you things that will make your stomach churn. In this amount of time, we've only touched the tip of the iceberg. We could talk literally for 2 or 3 days about what we've uncovered, not even getting into the atrocities of the green-on-blue attacks we've become aware of and become personally aware of by becoming friends with family members of people who have lost children to these green-on-blue attacks. And it's all the same ideology. It goes right back to Benghazi. All of it's tied together. It's one big, huge, stinking mess. And I encourage people to buy the book for two reasons. First, you are going to find out things about what you're going to find out the atrocities that are plaguing this administration and our military leaders right now, but you're also going to help Billy and I continue fighting this fight, because this is what we have given our lives to now. And, you know, and every book that's purchased is going to help us keep fighting this fight. So, you know, we're encouraging people to understand it, stand beside us, and, you know, pick the book up. And again, just one more time, you can order it on our website, which is foroursun.us, that's foroursun.us, or directly at Special Ops Betrayed, that's specialopsbetrayed.com. You can also go, this is a great site for information. The co-author of the book is Major General Paul Vallely, and that website that he puts tons of news information out every day on, a great, great, valuable organization, and that's standupamericaus.org. So thank you guys so much for having us, and please read the book, learn, and stand beside us. And if you don't want to pick the book up, you know, come find us on Facebook and see what's going on so we can keep sharing this news.
Erin, I apologize.
In front of us.
What was the first website that you said? Our Son?
Oh, that's For Our Son, FOROURSON.US. That's Billy and I's personal website that we started as soon as we began fighting this fight together.
Okay, I'm going to find that as well. And I'm ordering the book as we speak.
I want to
thank you
both for taking this fight public. I want to thank you for your son's service. And
if there's something that we here at the station, conservativenationradio.org, if there's something we can do, or Brenda or I on Women Patriots, please let us know. We do back you. We're behind you.
We are as appalled as apparently you must have been when you were finding these things out. So, but thank you so much for giving us this time tonight, and we're going to be pushing that book from our page.
And I know you have to go. You got the other show. But thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies, and thank you for what you're doing for
our
nation. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Wow, Barbara. I am just sick.
I mean, we suspected
this stuff was going on, but to actually hear it firsthand and know that this information is true is appalling. It's just appalling. And yet all of our listeners out there, the name of the book is Betrayed, and you can pre-order it at the website that Barbara has listed in the chat room. I think we all need to get behind this great these great Americans who are blowing the whistle on our political correctness that is getting our men and women killed, all in the favor of Islam and in appeasement. And our foreign policy is a mess. It's a horrible mess.
Yeah. And, you know, like Karen had said, this is also part of what happened in Benghazi. These people get to stand down. And they were infiltrated. Like, we were training the Afghans. We were training them for their own military. But they...
Yeah.
They learned our maneuvers and got us. And it just blows my mind. It boggles my mind.
And you wonder why. And you wonder why.
In the White House are.
And you wonder why an American soldier goes on a crazy blitz and starts killing Afghan children to prevent this from occurring. You know, you wonder why. Because they know that they're being sacrificed by this administration, obviously, and his lackeys in the military, sacrificed bodily, giving their lives, not for America, not for freedom, but for the political correctness and for Islam. Sad, sad, sad. But our friendly local Republican spokesman, Duke Brooks, calls himself a paleocon, and rightly so, since it's clear that anti-communism is in his DNA. His parents were friends with Joe McCarthy and Whitaker Chambers, so what would you expect? Get your weekly dose of old-school conservatism, right-wing politics, American history, and hangar flying on Radio Free America with Duke Brooks on Wednesday nights at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org, Real Conservatism for Real Conservatives. And you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. If you were just listening to our guest and you have a comment you want to make, feel free to give us a call. If you have another topic you want to talk about, feel free to give us a call. I just don't even know where to go with this. It's just stunning. Stunning that they would sacrifice the best of the best. And you know what this ties into? This ties into with Leon Panetta, who they were protecting after he outed the leader of the team that made the raid so that they could specifically kill these people. which is what they did, murdered them. No, they laid no ground fire as this unprotected helicopter is landing. What kind of military operation is that? It's not one to protect America or Americans, unfortunately. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, that was terrible. I had a good thought, too. I lost it. Sorry. But it's just sad, very, very sad that is happening to these young. These are young men and women, you know, 20s and 30s. These are the future of America.
And, you know, I also want to say, after September 11th, there was such an outrage by the young men and women of this nation that they signed up.
Right. Absolutely.
We got punched in the face. Now it's time for us to punch back.
Right.
Because we're not going to take it. That's America. That's what the job of the president and his staff is. Their job are not to call civil rights on somebody who was acquitted by the courts in the United States of America. This is where I told my husband that I want to go up in front of Congress, both of them, all of them, both houses, Senate and the House, and just tell them, cut the crap, focus on the important things of life.
The economy.
They need to stop with this petty little bullcrap that they're doing. The Republicans stopping it. Wham! Well, we want this. No, you're not going to have it. The Republicans are stopping it because they're looking out for the country, most of them.
Not all of them. We have a few traitors there in the Senate that
And what are they looking for? They're looking for to further their own agenda.
Money.
Where's my next dollar coming from?
Power.
Power. You're out. We don't even want you anymore.
We need them gone. And I did recall my thought. I was going to this Leon Panetta with his strike of the pen, allowing women to actually now become the Navy SEALs. And right now they can't meet the standards. We had a great woman on who had been in combat and said there's never been a woman that's been able to pass the standards to be a Navy SEAL. But just wait. It won't be long before they'll lower those standards, and by doing so endanger every one of our men and women in the military. It's all to weaken the military. And Leon Panetta seems to have his name all over this. Maybe we need to be doing an investigation onto where his loyalties actually lie. Doesn't seem to be with America right now. So
we will
take a quick break. And I've got an echo for a minute. It's gone. Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side, and we hope you'll still be with us.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Live with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. Our number is 718-305-7176. We want to remind everybody out there to go ahead and pre-order this book, Betrayed, or buy it when it hits the shelves here later in August. And let's push this. Let's push this across America. This is something that all Americans need to know is going on in our military and is compromising the lives of our young men and women in uniform, all in the name of greed, power, political correctness, and Islam. So be sure, and let's help Karen and Bill with their fight. Take this to the next level.
Well, you know, as Karen has mentioned, you know, there's nothing's going to bring their son back. And I think Karen, at one point, she had said that I'm an American hero, and I can't take an American hero by being here blabbing on the radio, telling the world, or telling the people who are listening, hopefully it's the world, but I don't think I'm not that good. But I'm
what?
Trying.
Barbara, what?
I'm trying. But, you know, it was her son that was the true hero and the military. And those that have to stand down and allow Americans to be killed, it's disgraceful. And everything that all the scandals that are in the White House, and all the White House can focus on is, and the media. They focus on this race, black and white. We're supposed to be one nation under God. Not
absolutely
black and white in their own hood.
Absolutely. One nation under God and indivisible. With liberty
with justice for all. Yeah, absolutely.
And that includes justice for Zimmerman, who was found not guilty by a trial of his peers, which weren't even his peers. If we were talking peers, they should be Hispanic males, but a jury trial among six women. It is found also that the defense actually lied to the judge to even get this set to trial, and that is criminal.
She went through. She actually was so pressured politically to get the trial that they bypassed the grand jury.
Yeah.
And then she withheld evidence from the defense team and the court itself, and that lawyer was indicted for those actions. Now, you know, here's something else that I want to mention that I don't know how many have heard about this yet because of all this other nonsense, but Fort Hood, does anybody remember that shooting that worked? I'm doing quotes here, that workplace violence?
Yes.
Well, that case went to trial 2 years later. Now, actually, it's more than 2 years. It was in 2009 with the attack.
Yes.
It happened to a speedy trial. This clown is sitting in jail, still collecting a paycheck from our tax dollars.
Yes, they're still paying him. And, Barbara,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
The military that were involved that got the people that got hurt, the men and women that were killed. He had 13 counts of murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder. And
instead of being tried for terrorism,
families are getting nothing because of workplace violence.
Instead of terrorism.
What's wrong with this picture?
It was terrorism, outright terrorism, and our president refuses to call anything terrorism. He refuses to identify the extreme Islamic jihadists as the enemy and as terrorists. Instead, he would rather call the Tea Party patriots terrorists, because we would dare stand up to the government and say, you're too big, you're too intrusive, and that's not the way the Constitution was written and the way it was founded.
They're too incompetent, too.
Oh, well, I don't think it's incompetence. I think it's deliberate.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I got to agree there.
I don't think you can be that stupid.
Well.
Maybe.
You're right.
Maybe I'm giving too much credit. I don't know. But, you know, not these people. These are cunning, cunning people. And it's not just Barack Obama, and it's not just Leon Panetta. This is a whole group of people. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they are, but they have a lot of money, and they have a lot of power, and they are trying to destroy what made this country great,
which is
the people of this country.
And the way I'm looking at it is there's a lot of people that are getting together and saying enough is enough. I don't know. Did you see any yesterday? It was it yesterday? Monday. Yeah, the March for Jobs at the White House.
I didn't see that.
Breitbart had it streamlining, so I was listening to it, most of it at work. And the topic mostly was the illegal amnesty, the immigration, and the amnesty.
Yes.
And this was amazing. It was, they were saying how there was blacks, whites, Democrats, Republicans, people of all kinds have all come together for the one cause, put up a fence, the border, we need it, and none of this illegal amnesty stuff. I mean, there was people that were up there who shared their story of how they became legal, nationalized Americans. They're legal to live here in America, and God bless them. They followed the law. We are a nation of laws.
Well, not anymore. You know, we're a nation of laws for the white, middle-class American male. We're not a nation of laws for the black youth who are running mobs through malls all across America, happening almost daily, you know. Because they're special. They're not equal. They want to be special. Because mean to them. I'm sorry. I can't do that. I shouldn't do that.
They have all these special interests, these special groups, these classifications of people. Black. Poor black. They just categorize people, and that's, they have the law behind them for that. And the people that, like us, I never had a slave. My grandparents didn't have slaves either.
Right.
It was back then. Let's move on. We are in 2013. We can't go back and change the past. We can only learn from the past. and move forward.
Nor are we responsible for the actions that happened in the past. You know, people need to be educated on the fact that the discrimination exists because of the attitude of the individuals.
You're right.
That's why there's more black men in jail. They're committing more crimes. They're committing black-on-black crimes. We don't hear about this. 23 died over one weekend in Chicago from black-on-black crimes. You know, they're not being taught respect. They're not being taught responsibility for their actions. And this, again, also, you know, this falls right into the abortion debate. You don't have to be responsible for that careless sex that you're having because we'll just go kill the baby and then it's all fine. You know, it all comes around to being responsible and accepting responsibility for your actions and your behavior. It's common sense. Common sense, and yet we have Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, and even at my son's graduation, we have the largest school district in our city, and we have a black woman who is the superintendent of our schools, gets up there in the graduation speech and mentions that racism is not dead in this country. And I'm thinking, you're making me ill, you know. Here you are. You are a black woman. You are head of the largest school corporation in our city. Where is the racism in that? There isn't any. The racism is on the part of the black community and the liberal community to try to make us, you know, like the white people are the bad people. That's racist. And when you bring your child up to hate a person because of their color, that's racist. And that's what the black community does. And that's what these, I was just reading recently, Barbara, you know, about, like I mentioned earlier, these black-on-white crimes that are happening all across America just because, they're bored. Really? I'm bored, so I'm going to go out and kill somebody or beat somebody? Three teenagers beat a white man in a park because they were bored. Three black teenagers. Let's call it like it is, black teenagers. We have black mobs running through our malls, even here in Indiana and Indianapolis, you know, all across America, stealing things. This is not the behavior of respectable people.
Right.
But, you know, son did this, I would expect him to pay for it, and I would expect him to be arrested. It is not acceptable.
One of my kids did that. They would get their little butts whooped.
Oh,
and they know it.
Oh, absolutely.
And they would not. They don't disrespect elders either.
Absolutely.
You know, my kids, my girls are older, but they do not respect people because if they try to while I'm standing there, they'll still get a corrective backhand. I don't care how old you are.
And then they're not taught to respect. They're not taught to respect the police because they, you know, they're told, well, the police are racist and they're targeting you. As we have that Cambridge University professor that Obama also stuck his nose into to further racial divide the people of America. The man, you know, the officers came to his door and they requested something and he mouthed off to them and he wouldn't stop. Okay. Let me just give you an example.
Here,
you know, we had an example here where the police were called to my house, not because of something I did. It involved some crazy ex-family members. and we're out in the street, and we're having a little discussion, he and I, and we're told by the police officers to be quiet. And if we're not quiet, they're going to, you know, arrest us. So did I go on arguing? No, I shut my mouth. You know, I'm like, I don't want to go, okay, fine, I'm not going to jail, you know. But in the instance of this Cambridge professor, he didn't stand down when he was told to by the officer. Okay, these are the people of authority. And when they're called to a scene, they are trained to do their jobs. Now, mm-hmm. I know and I understand that there are some of these places where people in power abuse, but it's not all of them. You know, but I understand there is abuse of this power. I understand it goes on. But you also, you know, if 90% of the crimes are being committed by a certain color of person, that you cannot have an unbiased opinion, because 90% of the time they're the ones committing the crime. Now, this goes right back to the responsibility. Your actions cause reactions.
Exactly.
And instead of blaming themselves for their behavior and lack of respect for authority, respect for laws, respect for life, they would rather blame the white man.
Yeah, because they don't want responsibility. Absolutely. And, you know, right before the election, I was talking to this woman. She's a black woman. She's a sweetheart. I love her to death. She works in a restaurant, fast food place, Boston Market, around the corner from where I work. And I would go there a lot. And we were talking about politics one day. And I told, you know, we were talking about the education part of it. And it's important for children to learn because it builds their self-esteem. And that's why, and as we were talking about that, she looked at me and she was like, wow, I never thought of it that way. Because when a child is, look at Dr. Carson.
Mm-hmm.
His mother. She couldn't even read. She made her two boys sit down and read and write a report that she couldn't read. God
yes.
bless that woman, because she had a dream for her kids and she made it happen.
Yes.
And that's the job of a parent.
Because she knew it was possible.
Exactly.
And she didn't buy into the lie that it's not possible to better yourself in America. If you're of a certain skin color or a certain sex.
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, I came from a background that had, my parents were divorced. I came from poverty. You know, we lived with my grandparents. I could still be this angry woman blaming the whole darn world. But
right.
instead, I knew I had a chance. I believed in myself, and I pulled myself up by the bootstraps. And no, I'm telling you, every day's not the best, but you know what? I fall on my butt, and I get up again, and I continue on because I know it's possible.
Absolutely.
I know I can do it.
And what they do with these kids, and especially when you have so many disruptive kids in a class, they don't get the opportunity to learn so much. And this is why school vouchers are so important. And this administration doesn't want the school vouchers.
Right.
The vouchers would allow the students that want to learn to go to the school where they could actually learn.
Right. Because they don't have the union.
Yeah. Well, Chicago's teacher union. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they were
in a private
school. Let's
go on strike because we're not making enough money to have the dumbest kids in the nation. Yeah.
And not only that, but for them to close the darn schools. How many did they close, or are they going to close?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they closed them. Yeah, because they had to go on strike, all because they weren't making enough money. And it wasn't about the money, actually. It was because they didn't want to have to be held accountable for their students not learning. And this is
where
vouchers come in, because it comes into competition. And whenever you have competition, you have people striving to do better. And that applies also to, you know, our teachers and our students, and it applies in every aspect of life. But by the way, join Delaware political veteran Christopher Manti every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for the Christopher Manti Show at its new time, 5 Eastern, 4 Central, for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., plus some heavy metal rock and roll thrown in for good measure. The Christopher Manti Show, which could readily be called upon us. Fridays at 5 Eastern, 4 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. What are you thinking about today? What's going on out there in America?
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here? Cool. Who's asking? I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Stop.
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, real conservatism for real conservatives. And you'll want to be sure and check out our website because it has undergone some major reconstruction thanks to Teresa, and so that's conservativenationradio.org. Check it out. And we're back. 718-305-7176. Oh, so where were we?
Well,
we're all over the place.
I know. And here goes another curve.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to give a shout out to the victory in North Carolina.
Okay.
We had a bill out there. House Bill 786, which was defeated, which means licenses and jobs for illegal aliens will not happen in this state. Hoorah!
Awesome. Hoorah!
Roll because North Carolina.
That's part of that immigration disaster is
yes.
The fact that there will be no penalty if they hire illegal immigrants, and they won't have to pay insurance for them, so it's going to be like $5,000 cheaper to hire the illegal over the American citizen. I mean, this bill is nothing but political voters for the Democratic Party. But it's also a bill that generates revenue, which, as we know from the Constitution, that any revenue-generating bills must originate in the House. So it's not a constitutional bill.
And Harry Reid said that, and that SOB kept it in there, and they those idiots in Senate passed it.
Yeah, so they can say, this is all a political game, so they can go back and say, well, the Republicans in the House.
Yes.
It's a game. They are playing games with people's lives, and people are so caught up in the national media and MSNBC and the liberal Hollywood scene that they don't even realize they're being played by masters of the game. They're being played. Their emotions are being played. This Trayvon Martin thing is a play on the emotions.
Yeah.
They're, stirring up emotions instead of common sense. And it's sad. It's really a sad state that we're in. And the indoctrination continues, you know, in our colleges and in our schools. But hurrah for Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was so excited when I read that this afternoon.
Publius Holdo was saying, you know, the states have got to take the actions, especially like in regards to Obamacare with nullification, and, you know, just, you know, create these laws that protect the states. Because rights, everything not in the Constitution is given to the state.
Yeah.
And so they're going to have to fight this at the state level, and that's the way to go. I mean, yeah, it's going to tie up the court systems, and yes, it's going to be a long process, but it is the way to go. And it is the way that the liberals have been pushing their agenda forward is through the court systems, you know, getting these rulings, you know, based on civil rights. You know, but I'm sorry, sexual behavior is not a civil right, never was, never will be. But that's how they pushed their agenda over the years, just through the court systems. And so now we as conservatives have to be pushing back. And our states need to start at the local level, people. Let's get the Republicans at the local level. Yes, we want to try to take the Senate in 2014. Let's get some good conservative Tea Party, not anti-government, less government people on the ticket so that we can start fixing things that are broken.
Yeah. Yeah, so. because if those people in Nevada do not vote Harry Reid out.
Oh my God! Well, that's so corrupt. They're told, like in the casinos and stuff, they are told the workers, because it's union, that if they don't vote for this man, then they're going to lose their jobs.
Well,
it's a big corrupt machine in Nevada.
And I actually also wanted to mention too with the immigration bill.
Yes.
I called up my representative, who I despise, David Price. Really got to get him gone, and I called up his office, and he emailed me back, and he said, "I did this, I did that, I."
Oh
so
yeah,
I'm so angry. With all the eyes in there, I emailed him back and said, with all due respect, it's not about you. It's about your constituents in the state of North Carolina. And I haven't heard back from him.
No, you won't either. Because they give these form letters, you know. Yeah. It's like, really? 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 Thank you very much. I'm very fortunate to have Senator Coates representing me. We're not so fortunate in Senator Donnelly, who replaced Senator Lugar, who was one of those too long, 36 years, this is way too long. And, you know, got to go along to get along kind of people, which we don't need anymore because they play them. You know, the liberals know how to play this game. And this is why this immigration bill of giving amnesty before securing the borders is a bad idea. It didn't work in 1986, and it's not going to work now. Secure the borders first, and then let's look at making it easier for those who are legally trying to get in this country to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And ship these illegals back to where they belong and make them come in the front door.
There was a lot of people forgot, I don't think any of them actually forgot up there, because it keeps getting mentioned. 1986, we did it before. It didn't work. Why is it all of a sudden going to work now? I'm not willing to give it a second try.
No. Because it's not good for America or for Americans. And if you're here legally, you are not an American, and you have no right to an opinion on American policy.
Oh, you mean like Piers Morgan?
Yeah, like that one. Yeah,
the big mouth.
A very
prick.
Good example.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's not an illegal as far as I know, but he's another one of those people that has no right to be speaking about America and American policy. You
well,
know, they
probably,
threw him out of England. They didn't want him there.
I know, but I think he's only got a green card to work here, so that he might be here legally, but he's not a citizen by any means.
No, he's not a citizen. So I'm sure he enjoys life in America with his millions of dollars, I'm sure that he has. You know, I'm sure he has no problem, you know, spending it here in America, where we have the freedom to say what we want, when we want to, and assemble peacefully. Not riot in the streets. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. Network may not cover all transactions and the scope may vary. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner.
Whether you're on active duty, a veteran, or just admire American Armed Forces, there's no better place to get the widest variety of militaria than at Highlands Militaria. Highlands Militaria is one of America's premier distributors of Fox tactical gear and outdoor products. Veteran-owned and operated, Highlands Militaria offers new and used uniforms and insignia from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and today. With an emphasis on airborne and special operations insignia, gear, collectibles, and uniforms. If you need to replace a cherished badge or unit patch, or just want to gear up for your next outdoor adventure, go to Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria, where you'll find the best supply of the military gear you need. Shipping is always free with one-day handling time, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Highlands Militaria at stores.ebay.com/Highlands-Militaria. And thank you for your service.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with Women Patriots going into the final half hour of the show here. The number to call, 718-305-7176. You got something to say? Give us a call. We're open to all political parties and anything you got to say. So, 718-305-7176. And we've been all over the place tonight. I want to remind everybody again to go online and get the book Betrayed by Bill and Karen Vaughn so that you might be informed as actually what is happening in America's military, how our men and women in uniform are being basically left open to being murdered by the rules of engagement that this administration and particularly it sounds like Leon Panetta and others have implemented for our military. So be sure and get your copy. It will help the Vaughns in their fight to get this message out. And obviously they're fighting a very powerful government because you know that the government is going to try to shut them down.
Yeah, I have
had it with the government. I can't stress it enough, and I know I'm not the only one. I just more vocal about it.
Yeah. Well, Barbara, this is really not, like they even said, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue.
Right.
This is about our young men and women, both probably Democrats and Republicans, who are being basically fed to the enemy.
Yeah.
Their lives are being fed to the enemy, all in the name of protecting Islam. I mean, this is just so wrong. So wrong. And people need to hear this story. They need to hear these facts.
And what we have to do now, okay, and this is my opinion, we need to go ahead and put George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin in the grave. You know, yes, it was a tragedy. Everybody's sorry that kid died. It was not a racial thing. The FBI already investigated. The DOJ doesn't have a case. It's gone. We've got to get back to the facts of what's going on in the country, because of this little fiasco for the past week and a half now, we have lost that much time on talking about Extortion 17, about Benghazi, about
Fast and Furious,
the IRS, and all the other scandals. That
IRS.
Are going.
Yeah. And the latest on
that coming up.
The IRS, Barbara, you brought that up. And Holder, I read something today that the special investigators, that they actually named, there was a government watchdog said that Holder knew about the abuse at the IRS.
Oh,
the Department of Justice knew it. Yeah, aren't you shocked? and he did nothing about it.
You know, their hearing's coming up Thursday.
Here it is.
Isa posted that this afternoon. Thursday is going to be they're going back at them. There was the two people, one in Ohio, I think. Was Ohio one of them?
Ohio was one of the places.
Yeah. And Washington, I'm pretty sure, he said, they were going to be grilling them to see what could they come out with. But there's no doubt in my mind, you know, I've heard people say that the community organizer doesn't need to directly say, do this. They just know to do something to prevent us terrorist Tea Party people. You know, the patriots that live by the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're such the bad people that they have got to get rid of us.
Oh yeah, yeah, because we're actually hindering them in their agenda to take this country down. But here's this article. It says the IRS scandal to date has focused mainly on the agency's practice of targeting conservative groups for additional scrutiny as they applied for nonprofit status. And for the first time, this letter from J. Russell George, who is the Inspector General who oversees the IRS, it raised the questions about the Justice Department's role in the allegations of the IRS misconduct. In one case, George said in his letter, we presented evidence of a willful unauthorized access to the Department of Justice, but the case was declined for prosecution. And he since has asked a Holder for details on who made the decision not to prosecute and why. And they're thinking it was, well, of course it was politically motivated. We all know it was politically motivated. They targeted the Tea Party and conservative groups. And they
Katie
also
Michelle said that came from Lois Lerner.
Huh?
That came from Lois Lerner.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. It's still not over with. It's still in the forefront. And every American ought to be outraged, and this is why we need either a fair tax or a flat tax. I kind of like the fair tax because it's a consumption tax. But, you know, I just want this IRS gone. And that's what the fair tax would accomplish because you're paying as you go. So you're not going to need to file income taxes at the end of the year. There would be no income tax. And less ways for abuse. And nobody gets out of paying because there's no loopholes. So everybody pays. And
right. Even the illegals and the drug dealers and the welfare.
Right. All the hidden money. Everybody would be paying into the system. And so there would be more money coming in, money that normally would not get taxed. And so it has to go. I mean, the IRS needs to go. It's too big for its britches, as is our government. And the tax code needs to go. It's crazy. It allows large corporations like General Electric to operate overseas and other big businesses like that to not pay taxes.
Yeah.
While the main job suppliers, you know, 70% of our jobs come from small businesses, are being burdened by the regulations of this government.
Yeah.
And the IRS and
the
EPA. Yeah, but they'll take their business elsewhere because they can.
Right. Well,
and where does that leave us? That leaves us without any jobs.
Right. Well, you know, every time I hear this or see this, Independent Journal Review just posted, and I didn't read the whole article yet, but we do know that union leaders are saying Obamacare will destroy health and well-being of the working class.
Oh,
now,
really?
They were so for this, and, you know, I got to laugh.
I am laughing.
They were so for it, but now they found out what was in it.
Because they're,
you know,
reactionary. Yeah, they're reactionary, and instead of being factual, you know, they react to the emotional. Oh, this healthcare for everyone. Yeah, right. And it's free. No, it's not. You know, it makes me laugh too, Barbara. It's just hilarious that, you know, are you people really, really? We were telling you this before they passed the bill. Because obviously we knew what was in it.
No, we didn't know what was in it, but
we knew a lot of what was in it.
We did know that it was going to screw us, but the Democrats and those that were for it are like, oh, those darn Republicans, they're stopping it again. They don't want it now.
Oh, they're against you poor people. They don't want you to have health care. No, we just want everybody to have good health care. Good,
you know,
healthcare.
And
just
another wrench thrown in and... another fight that we have to fight.
Yeah, and it does nothing to bring down the cost of health care, which is the problem. The cost of health care is the problem. And this bill did nothing whatsoever to actually affect that. All it did was decrease payments to doctors, appoint death panels, and they're not going to give care. If you're 70 or over, you know, you have a stroke or a heart attack, forget it. You're not going to get the money. Because,
you know,
you're not worthy. You know, that's what it's going to come down to.
I have a family member that is getting so screwed right now by this Obamacare that if, God forbid, this family member dies, bet your bottom dollar that my butt is going to be in someone's face, and it ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah, it's just really sad.
It is really sad. They won't get paid in a hospital. If you're in a hospital within 30 days, you have to go back to the hospital, for even if it was something else,
yes,
that hospital
they won't pay.
Will not get paid.
So they're not going to, they're going to treat you, but, you know, real quick.
You home.
And then, you know, that didn't solve the problem, so you're sick.
And I actually watched this in action as a patient was basically coerced into going to a nursing facility because she had Medicare, and they didn't want to send her home and have her come back in. And she had multiple issues. And because of the new Obamacare, where hospitals get penalized if they readmit a patient within 30 days, they forced her basically to go to the nursing home. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And you're back with Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. And so, Barbara, what do we have on tap for next week?
Next week, I'm excited because Women Patriots, that's us.
That's us.
We're going to
meet. Okay, go on.
We are teaming up with Lady Patriots.
Woo-hoo!
And yeah,
lots of women.
I'm really excited because we have Dr. Sharon Schutz coming on and Julia Siban. I hope I'm saying those names right, but they have their. You could actually find them at LadyPatriots.com. Their news articles, they're right on the money. Each blogger, each person that writes an article specializes in that field that they're writing about, and they're just amazing. They've also had issues with Facebook pulling them off. So we're going to get into a topic as well. So I'm really excited. Women Patriots.
That is exciting.
Team up with Lady Patriots. Woohoo!
Woohoo! The women and the ladies, and we're here to rumble.
Yeah.
So you guys want to be sure and tune in for next week's show at 7 Central, 8 Eastern here on conservativenationradio.org, because that ought to be a really awesome show.
Oh, yeah. I am really looking forward to it. Even for, I've been chatting with Julia a little bit, you know, messaging her back and forth, and she's a hoot. So I'm really excited.
Great, great. So we've got that to look forward to. We're in the last 10 minutes. If you've got something you just want to say, give us a call, 718-305-7176. Here on Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. To sum it up tonight, we've kind of hit on the George Zimmerman case, which needs to be laid to rest, and unfortunately, poor George Zimmerman, a United States American citizen, will probably never be free again in this country because of the racist politics of our president, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Eric Holder, and the likes. In this country.
Yeah.
We also hit on the book that's coming out called Betrayed by Billy and Karen Vaughn, whose son was a member of SEAL Team 6 and was murdered by the Taliban because of a lack of security. So be sure and check out that book. Also touched a little bit on the immigration, a little bit of everything tonight on this show. So if you just tuned in and you missed the first part, you want to be sure and check that out. And right now we have Duke on the line. Hey, Mr. Brooks.
Miss Ward and Miss Buffing, how are you ladies doing tonight?
Very well, thank you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm struggling through adapting to a new Android phone, which even though my girlfriend Linda will make faces and call me names for saying this, I believe it is the most unnecessarily and unjustifiably complicated piece of equipment the human race has ever foisted upon itself. And,
amen.
I have no question that a year from now I will be thinking, I don't know how I ever was able to live my life before I got this thing. But at this moment, that's not the way I'm thinking at this moment. So, you know, anyway, I needed something to distract me from the liberal talking heads on TV and everywhere else that are whining and complaining and griping like the acquittal of George Zimmerman is the single worst crime since the crucifixion.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, I'm pretty fed up with it. I don't remember any white people rioting when O.J. was acquitted. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't
and
remember
who was
any
guilty
white
of
people.
Sin. Sorry,
say
go
again.
Ahead. He
say
was
again?
Guilty of sin. Guilty of sin. He was guilty.
Yeah, well, yes.
And yet we didn't riot.
It sure seems that way. It sure seems that way. That, I mean, I've often believe that there are two things about O.J. Simpson of which I'm absolutely certain. Number one, I'm very sure he did it. Number two, I am equally sure that the prosecution and the police tried to railroad him. And that's not the same as framing. Framing somebody and railroading somebody are different things. But in any event, I thought that tomorrow night on Radio Free America, here on ConservativeNationRadio.org, from 7 o'clock Eastern until 9, and that is 6 o'clock Central until 8 Central. I think that's right, isn't it? Did I get those times? I think so. They're very confusing to me. Everything is confusing. But I thought tomorrow night we might take a look a little bit at the George Zimmerman trial and maybe try to figure out why it is that there is so much racial animus in this country, even today when a black man is president, a black man is the attorney general, a black woman basically runs the White House. I'm not talking about Michelle Obama. I'm talking about Valerie Jarrett.
It's
this is something we really need to bring this nonsense to an end because it's hurting our entire country. So that'll
Absolutely.
Be part of what we'll be talking about tomorrow night. And, of course, we will have Common Sense with Kevin Wade, the Freedom Minute with Senator Ted Cruz, our normal cast of international callers, and anybody else that calls in. So I'm ready, and there you go.
Sounds great. So everybody be sure and tune in tomorrow at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. For Radio Free America with Duke Brooks.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Barbara. Talk to you soon, ladies.
All right. Thanks, Duke.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Another great show here on conservativenationradio.org. As you know, we have shows nearly every night going on, Soldiers of Patriotism on Sunday. Inside Tennessee is one of our new shows on Monday, Women Patriots, obviously on Tuesdays, Radio Free America on Wednesdays. Thursday is our open show. And we have the Chris Manti Show on Fridays. And we have the New Wise Conservative on Saturdays here on conservativenationradio.org. So a lot of great shows, a lot of different hosts, a lot of different personalities. So be sure, check it out in the archives. If you can't listen to us live, all our shows are archived, so you can come back and hit us up at a later time of your convenience or download it on your iPad. I agree with him on the phones, only I'm not ready to commit myself to one yet. It just seems too complicated to me. It's like my phone is to call people. That's what I do with my phone. I call people. So I don't really text. If I want to communicate online, I get on my computer.
Yeah.
These little phones now are basically computers that you carry around in your hands with all the latest gadgets, the weather updates, whatever you want to know, right at your fingertips. It's probably pretty good stuff. And one of these days, I may break down and buy myself one, or I may not. I may go off the grid. So in England, hey, we're on baby watch. If you haven't heard, they're expecting the royal heir any day now. So... just a little trivia out there, Barbara, for those who might be interested. So, they thought she was due on the 13th, and this is now the 16th, so who knows? And I just stunned Barbara by throwing that little fact out there.
Yeah. No, I was reading what Lady Michelle wrote, because I'm not sure if I'm her friend. I was going to give her the link.
And apparently Randy Travis has had a stroke.
That was the other day. That's old news, Linda.
This was just 5 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah. He had surgery last week. You're right. Months to recover.
I'm going
to
go ahead.
But, you know, Barbara, yeah. I was out of the country when that happened, so I missed that.
This is interesting because I just pulled up this article, and it says DOJ wants email with anti-Zimmerman tips. Show them conservatives are good Americans in email. Basically, they haven't found any racism. Because
there is none.
And they're looking for some. They are the U.S. Department of Justice on Monday afternoon appealed to the civil rights group and community leaders nationally to help investigate whether federal crime case may be brought against George Zimmerman for the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. And
that's a gross injustice.
The DOJ has also set up a public email address to take tips on its civil rights investigation. Really? Oh, yeah. I just tweeted that out, and I will go ahead and share it on my Facebook page, on our Facebook page.
Okay. Sounds good.
It is
criminal what they're trying to do to this man. Criminal. And insane. All in the name of racism, and they are the racists. The ones who are pushing this are the racists.
Right.
They're the ones that hate. They're the ones that blame. They're the ones that look at color and then make a determination.
So we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We'll take it out with a song. Catch us here next week when we have Lady Patriots joining Women Patriots. Ought to be a great show. See you then.
Thanks, everyone.
Barbara, great show.
Good night. Great show. Thanks.